Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Temperatures are already in the middle 90s here around lunchtime. DFW Airport expecting to hit triple digits for the second day in a row. Stay connected and check in throughout the afternoon for your updates on traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s. It's one of the largest coronavirus studies in the nation, and it's happening here in North Texas. UT Southwestern Medical Center kicking off a trial to understand why African Americans and Latinos are more impacted by COVID-19 than others. Amit Singhal is an associate professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern and says the data clearly show a disparity.
We believe that these disparities extend beyond any biological differences and could be related, if not likely related, to differences in environmental and behavioral factors, such as crowded living situations, occupational exposures, air and housing quality.
Researchers will randomly test 30,000 people from Dallas and Tarrant counties and 15,000 from selected businesses. That study should take more than a year to complete. The federal government will continue testing in North Texas, as the governor says we're struggling through a surge in COVID-19 cases. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The federal government had planned to end support for community-based testing sites at the end of June. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had already extended the tests once, and Governor Greg Abbott says locations in Dallas and Houston will now continue through the end of July. Abbott says Texas is committed to providing ample testing as the state works to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases. Dallas County has now reported more than 1,000 new cases a day for 10 straight days. The county says more than half of cases there since June 1st have been people between the ages of 18 and 39. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Schools are working to get kids back in classrooms for the fall semester, but will it be safe? KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
School officials are working on a plan to reopen in as safe a way as possible. But Dr. John Carlo, a member of the Texas Medical Association's Coronavirus Task Force, says when it comes to sending kids to school, there is a risk of exposing them to the virus.
Who else in the household could be at higher risk for severe coronavirus infections, such as perhaps a grandparent or even a parent?
Dr. Carlo says it's important for kids to go back to school to see their friends and to make sure their mental health is in good shape, but he says it needs to be done safely. He says face masks could help protect against the spread of the virus, but he says getting kids to wear those could be challenging. For now, Dr. Carlo says the best thing parents can do is stay up to date and informed. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, student-athletes across North Texas getting back to work today. According to UIL guidelines, high schools can resume summer workout programs as long as everybody participating wears a face mask. Arlington ISD Athletic Director Eric White says getting back on the field is an important step toward getting back to normal.
If we're going to have athletics this fall, we have to make sure our kids are physically and mentally prepared to compete. We don't want to put them back on a field or a court where they're not healthy enough are strong enough to play.
And when it comes to how practices will look, every district is different. Dallas is allowing strength and conditioning training only. No one-on-one competitive drills. Southlake Carroll, Plano, and Keller are starting conditioning as well. On the other hand, Hillcrest High in Dallas is holding off on practices for the time being. COVID-19 has led to the closure of one of the biggest festivals in North Texas. Grape Fest draws 260,000 people to Grapevine each September, but the city has canceled this year's event. The Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau's Sophia Stoller says restaurants depend on the festival, so she hopes more families will choose a staycation instead of getting on a plane this summer.
Grapevine is one place that everybody wants to go to, especially now when families are considering the safety of their family and aren't wanting to get on planes. It's really easy to just come visit here because there's so much to do here in Grapevine.
She reminds that restaurants in downtown Grapevine are still open and operating at reduced capacity. The Texas Supreme Court has rejected the state Republican Party's legal attempt to force Houston to allow for their in-person convention later this week. The update from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
Last Wednesday, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner asked the operator of the George R. Brown Convention Center to terminate the contract with the Texas GOP due to the recent surge of COVID-19.
To protect the health and safety of the employees, the delegates, and members of the public, Houston is a hotspot right now in a global pandemic.
A Harris County judge rejected the Republicans' lawsuit, and now the Texas Supreme Court has rejected it as well. GOP Party Chair James Dickey contends this was not about health.
The cancellation of our contract was a purely political play from Mayor Turner.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
NASCAR returns to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, and the track will allow a significant number of fans in to watch the races. TMS President Eddie Gossage says 50% of their capacity would be about 67,000 fans, but they don't plan to come anywhere close to that. Masks will be required, and strict social distancing guidelines will be enforced. And Gossage says other sports, including college football, will be watching to see how things go.
Yes, I don't think there's any question. I know that TCU athletic department folks are going to be at the race to watch and see what we're doing and how it works and see what applies to TCU football, for instance. And also see some things and go, you know, I might have done this differently or I might have done that differently. And that's good, too. We're going to be doing the same thing as looking and watching and learning and trying to get better. We do that with everything we do. You always try to get better all the time. And so, there are going to be a lot of eyes on us. It's a responsibility for the world of sports that we do a good job because they're going to be paying attention to us.
You can hear the entire interview with Eddie Gossage at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.